This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, last year when I went to Brazil, I had the opportunity to go to Rio Grande do Sul in the southern part of the country. And it's still very many hours away from the ports and the ocean. While I was there, I saw some of the most lush regions of ag production, both on the plateaus and the rolling hills and valleys of the country. But right now, it's anything but lush, as catastrophic flooding has been gripping that part of the country. We'll talk more about it right after this.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, weather conditions. Whew! At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
So as I said, lush valleys and green river areas and trees and grass as far as you could see, and many areas that had cattle grazing and soybeans growing, coffee plantations, and much more. Rio Grande do Sul truly was a very beautiful place to visit, and I would love to return there. But again, as we said, with the flooding, it's been anything but picturesque. Like every other region of the world, Mother Nature is in charge in Rio Grande do Sul, and they're discovering that very painfully as they try to go through their second cropping season and being faced with catastrophic flooding. Joanna Calusi is a postdoctoral research associate in ag and economics and a native of Rio Grande do Sul, and she recently made a trip with students to her native home and saw the destruction and heartbreak firsthand. The flooding has changed or claimed thousands of lives.
It is a very sad situation in my home state, Rio Grande do Sul, in the south of Brazil. The impact of flooding has been catastrophic, with at least 150 lives lost and over 100 individuals still missing. In addition, more than 800 people have been injured and over 500,000 people have been forced to flee their homes. It's compared to Hurricane Katrina, which struck New Orleans in 2005.
Now, Rio Grande do Sul does grow a large portion of Brazil's soybeans. The destruction of many fields that aren't on the plateau regions, it's going to have a very bad effect on this country.
The inundated state of Rio Grande do Sul is one of the biggest soybean-producing regions in Brazil, and it's also Brazil's main rice-growing area. And both crops are expected to suffer from the historic flooding. According to preliminary reports, around 3 million metric tons of soybeans may have been lost in Rio Grande do Sul. It means 3% of the national soybean production, estimated at 146 million metric tons by the national supply company, CONAB. The losses in rice should reduce the national production by 20%.
And from an agriculture standpoint, that couldn't have happened at a worse time.
Rio Grande do Sul was at the end of the crop season when the flooding started in the beginning of May, with a quarter of the fields remaining to be harvested. Some crops will rot and be lost, others will have lower yields than expected. The state of Rio Grande do Sul had been counting on a record harvest of 22 million tons of soybeans this year. Despite the extreme weather, the soybean production in Brazil's southernmost state could still reach almost 20 million tons.
For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.